Scripture this morning is found in Matthew chapter 10. Will you read with me, or follow along as I read the Scripture? I want you to understand every word this morning, if it's possible. Beginning in verse 38 through 42 of Matthew chapter 10. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me, what? Is not worthy of me. He that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give drink to one of these little ones, just a cup of cold water, only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. Our precious Heavenly Father, and thou art so precious to us at this hour. O God, understand us, we're here to worship you. We're not here to look upon man. We're not here to describe the beauty of this earth. We're not here to please anyone in this crowd. We're here to preach the whole truth. Nothing but the truth. So help me, God. Father, I need help this morning. I need help here, and I need help from above. Thou knowest, and I know thou shalt supply it with thy precious grace. Bless each and every heart that's here this morning, Lord. Open our eyes that we might see even better. Guide our directions in this message. Allow the people to absorb thy word. We'll praise your name through Christ Jesus our Lord, because we ask it in his name. Amen. May be seated. In the book of Deuteronomy, 6th chapter, I want to remind us of something. The precious word of God says, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand." In other words, the message here is that we are to outward our appearance express the name of God and our precious Lord, and say, we're to let other people know who we are. Who are we? I'll tell you, we got a small crowd, but small can be very large when God's in it. "And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee unto the land which he sware unto thy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them great and goodly cities which thou buildest not." I wonder how many of us here this morning and present have sit this week with your offsprings and brought to them the Word of God. I wonder how many of us have lived this week like we should live before our loved ones. I wonder how many are here without your parents, perhaps. Did you receive anything from your parents this week? That's what the Word of God says. Look, this is serious business. To me, it is. It may not be to you. But I'm going to talk about the preachers this morning. You know, we're our communities and the whole world for that matter, but especially our community, our state, our country, is filled with preachers who are ungodly men. They stand in this holy place, try to make people feel good, go home with a smile on their face. Let me tell you, I appreciate this pastor. Every time, I'm talking to the pastor of this church. If he don't come across my front yard and cut the grass low sometimes, I don't appreciate him. I'd rather go home with a sore toe he stomped on than with a big head thinking I've been somewhere and I'm somebody. We're sinners saved by grace. I don't know whether you feel like it's true or whether it's false, but the Word of God tells me just as plain as it can speak that preachers are going to hell. Some of the preachers are going to hell. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as a minister of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Today, our churches are in bad condition, and the reason is simply we don't really understand. But it's because of the one that stands behind this pulpit. Whenever we have troubles, he wants to know our troubles. God wants to know our troubles as well. But when we have troubles along like some sometimes, we go to the wrong person. If a man doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ and he doesn't preach him crucified, a lot of them will mention the cross, but there's no blood on it. There is no cross without the blood on it. There is no redeeming power without the blood on it. Today's world in its condition, spirituality is a shame to anyone who knows the Lord Jesus. Today, we preach everything but the Word of God. Anything but the Word of God. We don't want to become unpopular in our church. Blood's offensive. We're often referred to as slaughterhouse religion. I don't care what they're referred to. It still takes the blood to cover the sins. The virgin birth is pushed aside. Now, my Bible does not say anything about the mother of Jesus being a young woman. It said she's a virgin. This Bible that I carry with me, this Bible that I study at home, does not just contain the Word of God. It is the Word of God. We need to understand that. The Word of God says there were preachers in hell, as I've just read from His precious Word. Taken seriously, what we need in most of our churches, I'm going to say in most of it, is a house cleaning. We blame, some of us blame old Brother Adam for our problems. He started it, we say. We blame this mess that we have upon Hollywood sometimes. We blame it upon the liquor dealers, upon the dope peddlers. I go along with that. I know we have a lot of trouble. But most of our troubles began when we removed God's Word from the schools and from the public places. Putting it back wouldn't help one bit now because we've got the same group in there to tear it out again. We have preachers hard at work this morning, trying to please Dr. So-and-so, the congressman of so-and-so. I might mention this to you. Every time they come into the to the auditorium of one of these large churches or somewhere, they're always asked to speak. Look at me, let me tell you something. Politician has got no more business behind this pulpit than I have in the governor's seat. Now, if we're not going to preach the truth, we need to go home. We all, right here this morning, every one of us need to be washed clean before we leave here. That's what the service is all about. We don't want to be popular. I don't. I don't believe the pastor of this church wants to be very popular. If he's preaching the Word of God, I'm all for him. The Bible, I just got through reading for you. He that taketh not his cross and follows after me is what? Is not worthy of me. Now in the book of Luke, in the 9th chapter, it says, no man having put his hand to the plow and looketh back is fit for the kingdom of God. I know numerous people who have started out in the right direction, but they got off on the wrong path. Some people are called to preach. They get them a nice church somewhere, preach two sermons, and leave town. Well, I'm for some of them leaving town, as far as I'm concerned. They used to ride them out on a rail. Scripture says, woe unto me when all men speak well of me. Something's wrong. So did our fathers. If you remember how the fathers used to take in the false prophets, we're waiting for them right now. We're looking for a magnificent who comes down the road, who gets on the TV. We've got people, maybe in this congregation, but we've got people in this area that are sending thousands of dollars to these fellows on TV just to keep them on the television. Well, I wouldn't look at them if they sent me money. That's just the way I feel about it. I don't want none of it. It's garbage. I'm going to give you this morning two unpopular preachers. We'll begin with old Brother Noah. Old Brother Noah had a lot going for him that the people that lived around him didn't know anything about whatsoever. To begin with, Noah was a listening preacher. He listened to the Word of God. He listened to the voice of God. He was a working man. He didn't mind working. Oh, we live in a society right now that just hates work. Just absolutely hates work. But we live in a society right now that I heard this week I had a young man tell me that he had two friends who's drawing workman's compensation on this out-of-work deal. What they're doing is a big part. They're stealing the money. They're going to have to pay for it. Because our poor people out here are slaving. We've got people working this minimum wage and so on and so forth, but they're paying taxes. Our tax money is what feeding these people. Let me tell you something. These people, the larger percent of them that are drawing this compensation, have got a wonderful, glorious, large appetite. As long as you keep feeding them money, they're going to stay just like they are. Now that trouble doesn't start in Washington. It doesn't start, as I mentioned. That trouble starts in our pulpits. Whenever we let the adults, the mothers and fathers, get away from us, what's going to happen to the children? What happens to the children? They can bring them to the church all they want to and let them out. Don't you see that all the time? You know, they bring their child to the church and let them out. Go to Sunday school. We need more down-to-earth preaching. We need like Brother Noah. How many churches do you think would ask Brother Noah to come in and preach? None whatsoever, because he had a screw loose. Yeah, that old man's crazy. Rain? What's rain? They didn't even know that rain meant water. See, there was such ignoramuses pertaining to God's word. They didn't know little or nothing. Oh, Noah, he preached, it's going to rain. Noah believed God's word, so he went to work. You know, there's going to be, oh, Noah said, the Lord talking to Noah and getting him ready. He said, Noah, it's going to come a little rain. It's going to be a little mud. So take off your hat, take off your boat, get your hammer and nails and build yourself a boat. He went to work, didn't he? He built a boat. What good was him building the boat? What good was him working, obeying the word of God? It didn't save but 8 people. But let me tell you and I are here today because God saved 8 people. God saved 8 people. I praise God, he can save anyone here today in this congregation. The word of God is not just for me as a preacher. It's not just for these who are Sunday school teachers. It's for all. We all need cleansing. And this right here is the best lye soap you ever used. I used to take a bath in that old big old galvanized tub. That's the only way I could get a bath. You know what I had for perfume and all this there, bath salts. And I had lye soap. If you had a cut place on you, let me tell you, you didn't sit in that tub long. It would bring you right out of there. I know what I'm talking about. Noah was not only working, he was a warning preacher. He told all that come around him about the Lord. I believe he stood up and testified. I believe he quit his work long enough to testify. He'd ask the preacher if they knew it was going to rain. Go home and prepare for it. Get ready for it. Just how good Noah was is described in the second epistle of Peter. Peter says that Noah was called a preacher of what? Righteousness. Righteousness. Now that's not too shabby a recommendation for any preacher. Righteousness or right is the opposite of what's wrong. That water come from a deep well this morning, but it sure is good. Now Joseph, remember Joseph? He had a little problem. Joseph wanted to do the right thing. He brought in a bad report to him. His report card he brought in was not too good to his father at all. His brothers resented it. They resented him and what he said. But you remember Joseph said, I had a dream last night. And all you fellows that's criticizing me, now you're going to bow down to me one day. Of course, he was sold into slavery to the Ninevites, of course. But today's world in our communities, in our congregation, I've had people to tell me, Brother Davis, I wish you'd come and hear our new preacher, our new preacher. Our new preacher. New preacher's got the same old song. It's just only the second verse. He's got the same message. Let us all love our brothers. I love my brother. I love the sinner, but I don't love his sin. We have a sinful generation. We have a sinful generation. You hear what I'm talking about? We have a generation that's sinful and they're going to hell. This is sure as I'm standing here. They're going to go along with some of them preachers we're talking about because of the fact that they have not repented. That's a dirty word in society today. Repentance is a dirty word. It's almost as bad as being a Baptist. Because I'll tell you, Baptist has got a bad name. You know, this church is not the most populous church in Hall County. You're never going to be popular. Whenever you preach Christ, crucified, risen, and coming again, Man, that's foreign to most pulpits. Everybody's going to heaven because they got a lot of good in them. But I tell you the truth, my goodness don't amount to nothing. It's only what Christ has done for me that's good. I don't need nobody's righteousness but His. That's what I'm supposed to have, the righteousness of Christ. In 2 Timothy, we read these words. It tells us plainly, in black and white, if you want it any other way, preach the Word. A lot of people preach the picture that's on Newsweek magazine this week. They preach what's come out in the Atlanta Journal. I wouldn't believe a word of it whatsoever. It makes no difference. But they preach the Word. Reprove, it says. Now that word means to scold them. You didn't know that's in there, did you? Preach the Word. Reprove. Rebuke. Exhort. That's plain. Never preach against. Don't preach evil. And I'll tell you, they don't say there's sin in anybody. But I'm going to tell you, Romans 3:23, all have sinned and come short of what? The glory of God. I tell you, I want the glory of God around me. I'd love to see the glory of God displayed right here in these people among you this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. This church preaches it all. It preaches that sin will be accounted for. That sins will be aware of your sins, they'll find you out. The wages of sin is death.
Right.
Some people claim that I'm not afraid to die. Well, about 10 seconds after they're gone, they're going to be afraid. I can tell you that right now. They're going to get heated up right quick. They don't sin. We don't call this sin nowadays. It's just a modern day way of living. Taking the word, Lord, the words, the Lord, name of the Lord in vain. That's sin. I believe with all of my heart that gambling is sin. I noticed by the way of the news that we're now going to want us to increase our playtime with the lottery. They need more money. They need to finance our precious children who are in school. No, our precious children in school, half of them need the back end paddled on and set right.
Amen.
There's no discipline in this whole country. Where is it? There is none. All we know how to do is to take care of self. We've done a good job of that.
Yeah.
I'm almost ashamed to go to the polls anymore and try to vote. I don't. Because I'll tell you, you don't know who you're voting for and nothing else.
Right.
If you vote for a righteous man that's in Washington, he's going to catch the flu up there. They got the flu, you know. You'll be just like the rest of them. One of my duties here as acting pastor this morning is to warn you. It's to try to help you along the way somewhere. I trust that I can. I trust that what I have to say might go home with you. That's what I like. I like people to come to church, find something that they needed, take it home with them. Have it for the main course, even for the appetizer, and certainly have it for dessert. That's what I just read you in Deuteronomy, what we're supposed to be doing. We're teaching our children everything but what's righteousness. We cannot appease our child, listen to every whims he makes, and go to the store and buy everything he wants and expect him to turn out to be anything. He's going to end up with the devil's crowd.
Amen.
I know of some. It's the same way. I talked with a person this particular week. living for the devil all of her. If I'm not sure, I believe just recently passed her 78th birthday. Been living for Satan all these years. Yet when I tried to persuade her and show her what God could do for her, she had all kind of troubles. And I told her where she could unload every one of them. But you know, we parted and left that woman in the same condition as she was when I met her. She's an old friend. And that hurts me. But there's a certain amount of people going to hell regardless, I suppose. I heard last night a very dear friend to me who's a colored lady. There's no sin against us having colored friends, I can tell you that. I've got some, or at least I've had some. But this pure lady is just, she's pure gold. But I learned that she had cancer. Now that's what we're up against in this society today. We've got a cancer spiritually moving all about our children, all about our families, all about everywhere we go, we see it. And we come home and we tell ourselves a lie. Well, there's nothing to that. I don't have to go to church. I'm just about as good as anybody in church. Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. But there's one thing about it. You have not received Jesus Christ as your Savior, or you'd be a new person. That's what the Bible says. We tell ourselves a lie. You know, a lie, you can tell it and maybe not get caught with it. Maybe 6 months. Maybe even later. But it'll come up just like a dead wasp. It'll sting you sooner or later. We've got another cancer going on in our society because we can't. And that's the credit cards. I don't care what you believe. A credit card holder, all I am forever will be, I owe. You remember old Tennessee Ernie Ford? He used to sing a song long ago, I owe my soul to the company store.
Man.
Well, that's exactly. We just changed it. I owe my soul to Satan. That's exactly what he's talking about. We're just almost right on the verge of the invitation this morning. The invitation is going to be different, I'll assure you. But the invitation has a special meaning in the church. It should have. It should be a special time. It should be a time for each individual, regardless of who you are. You can sit back in a pew and cleanse yourself if you like, but I'll tell you one thing. The Bible teaches that we come together. And I believe the best place in the world where you get the best bath you ever had from sin is right here at the altar. I believe that with all of my heart. When we give the invitation this morning, there's going to be several people around here that I love and I appreciate. They'd be willing to help anyone here that needs help. One of my responsibilities is to help you, as I've said before. But we need to clean ourselves up. There's only one way to do it. That's through the Word of God. If we're cleaned up through the Word of God, we become clean. We can leave here a different individual. I just ask you this morning, as we stand together, I want us to take just a few minutes for just silent thought, silent prayer. There may be someone in here that's got more troubles than they can bear. I'm sure all of us have our share of them. There's no question about that in the society in which we live. But it may be someone here that's extra, just loaded extra heavy with sin, with troubles. Let us pray for that particular person. Let us pray for anyone. And at the same time as I'm going to offer a prayer unto you, unto those who are not, perhaps don't know Christ as their Savior this morning. And then I'll ask you to come to the altar and we'll all pray together. Our Father in heaven, thank you for thy word this hour. Thank you for what you've done for me, Lord. Oh, God, how I thank you for the strength and the precious grace that thou hast supplied. I pray, our Lord, specifically now for one soul. Is there one soul here this morning who is lost, headed for a place called hell? There's only one or two words that can stop the flow of that satanic path, and that's, I believe. I believe. Lord, how simple it is to believe the Word of God. Be saved to be a new individual. We pray, our Lord, that thou have thy way in the invitation this morning, because we ask it in the name of Christ for his sake.